weird. Sometimes this feast day being March 19th falls outside of East of Lent and sometimes inside of Lent. So it's like we have some very beautiful decorations of St. Joseph being the Church of the Holy Family, but gosh, what a pity they're all covered right now. So I can't point to a single one because Jesus hasn't risen yet. So we're honoring the dead St. Joseph, you could say. But no, I'll share with you a couple thoughts for what it's worth. These are kind of my personal reflections this morning. But there's some connections, if you want, between Joseph, the adopted father of Jesus, and the priest. By extension, you could also apply this to parents in some ways. It does fit, actually. First of all, the priest is the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The priest takes her into his home. A father and mother, likewise, they make a connection, also takes the Blessed Mother into their home. The church, the Blessed Mother is also the church. He represents the church. The priest is the bride, the husband of the church. Married to the church. You guys all tell me what to do. Thank you for that. Devoted protector. Devoted to her needs. Pure in his love for her. That beauty of celibate love that the priest loves the entire church. Doesn't allow a singular relationship in a different way than the whole relationship. The beautiful purity of heart that Joseph stands out for. Joseph is the adoptive father, the spiritual father, you could say, of Jesus. The priest is the not father of Jesus born in you, much less you. You have your own dad, thank you very much. But the priest is the spiritual adoptive father, especially of Jesus being born in you. And so you watch, kind of like St. Joseph, he's the formator. He kind of helps raise the child Jesus. He teaches Jesus some very important human virtues. Maybe he even taught Jesus some Jewish prayers and how to pray the way the people of God prayed. And there was a very human way of learning for Jesus, right? He was God. He had the mind of God. But he also learned as a human being. He was fully man. He learned rationally. And Joseph would be a teacher of Jesus. Joseph shows himself as a good formator and spiritual father, very docile to the Holy Spirit in the work entrusted to him. Whatever the Holy Spirit says, that's what you're going to do. Wherever the Holy Spirit tells you to lead this child of God, that's where you're going to lead him. From Nazareth to Bethlehem, from Bethlehem to Egypt. Wait, Egypt, are you sure? That's where that soul needs to go. From Egypt back to, not Judah, because he was a child of Judah. No, you're going to go to the tribe of Naphtali, back to Nazareth where you started. Wherever God leads, wherever the Holy Spirit whispers, that's where the spiritual father leads the child of God. And then lastly, Joseph died. His term as that, in that role, that temporary role, spiritual father, reached its end. Before he got to see Jesus come of age, come into his fullness as the Son of God. He believed it. He sowed the seeds. He did his job. And then he died. I'm not dying, but just that experience of like Joseph not seeing all that he had believed in and worked for come to fruition. Knowing it would, he had great faith, but his term ended. And as a spiritual father, adoptive father, not the father, and also for parents, you know, same thing. Your kids turn 17, 18, 21, it's time to let go. You've done your part. As they're growing up, we have that difficult job as spiritual parents to remember that God's their ultimate father. And we guide them, we train them, we plant seeds as best we can, we make mistakes along the way. They hate us for a week, no, sometimes. But, and then we let them go and give them to him. We simply ask the Holy Spirit through St. Joseph to inspire us, to enlighten us, to be our model and example, and to give us great hope in the tasks that are entrusted to us as spiritual parents, adoptive, in a sense, spiritual parents, doing what we are called to do, leading them as we are called to lead them, and then entrusting them to their real Father and allowing him to lead them the rest of the way home. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.